Hello everybody, my name is Milton Paredes. I come from Ecuador, age 30, and I am blind musician. In this issue and me, my first podcast, I present you the new Yamaha keyboard. Is the PSR S910. This is the top model of the mid-range class keyboard from Yamaha. Has excellent features, for example, about 1200 sounds, 320 styles, and of course, with excellent multipass and, for example, wave recorder, amplified playback, and so on. This keyboard contains also the two technologies of the Yamaha, Mega Voice and Super Articulation Voices, that is present only in a top and high-end models of the Tyros 2 and Tyros 3. Let's see. This keyboard has a 61 full-size keys with touch response. You can play it softer, and you can play harder for make your music more expressive. Okay, the layout buttons. Let's talk about the buttons. I think the buttons is very easy to manipulate and easy to touch. So we have the major square buttons and rectangle buttons. Square buttons, for example, is the style some parameters. Here are the function buttons, and some rectangle buttons has the style category and sound category. Here we have a data wheel. Sorry if I don't explain very well, but I try to make a short tour about the buttons. Let's face it. Here is the pitch bend wheel, and here is the modulation wheel on the downside of the keyboard. And then here is the style controls with all the goodies as intros, endings, variations, breaks. The sequencer controls. This keyboard has a 16-track sequencer. You can compose your complete music with the 16-track sequencer. Here is the controls, for example, tap tempo, transpose, and so on. On the screen, I have the 16 buttons. Here's a function buttons to use for many things. For example, in the sequencer, all the 16 buttons belongs a track. As a USB audio recorder, one of the buttons is the record, play, and rewind, and stop. Well, equals in the amplified playback. And the red in the left side of the key on the down, we have a square button that's called direct access. Direct access is a great feature for us as a blind musician to assign each button on the keyboard for a custom parameter. For example, equalizer, effect, setting up the registration memories, and so on. Okay. Let's navigate with the keyboard. Here on the right side of the screen, we have left and right side, we have buttons A, B, C, D, E on the left, and F, G, H, I, J on the right. This is for select a song, select a category, and so on. Then of these 10 buttons, we have on the left, buttons for manipulate the sound, balance for volume of styles and sounds, and for example, have the channel button and mixer button. other right side, we have a function button, USB button, and internet button that connects the keyboard on the internet for download and preview styles of the Yamaha website. On the upper side, on the right of the keyboard, we have two buttons. This is the tab for move between windows, for move between windows. Here is that data wheel, and then the enter button. For select sounds with the data wheel, and press enter. The upper side of the keyboard have, for example, the sound finder. The sound finder is a great feature we can use for select the style for play a particular song, and the keyboard is a setup to you for this song. No need to configure or setting up. Okay. Here is 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons. Bar select, split button, and right hand voices 1 and 2 for dual sound, two sounds together. And here is the another column, and this is the sounds category. For select a category, and with the A, B, C, D, E buttons, you can navigate to the category. Here is the layout of the keyboard. Now, let's see how it sounds. The Yamaha PSR S910 has two technologies or synth methods to make this sounds more realistic and more expressive than ever before. The mega voices and the super articulation voices. Let's talk about the super articulation voices. It's a new method of Yamaha for expressing a high quality sounds. Okay, for example, I pick up the super articulation concert guitar. Let's go to the guitar category. Okay, and choose a preset. One is the SA concert guitar. With the super articulation guitar, you can create guitar sounds with your keyboard more expressive and more realistic. Here are the elements of the super articulation guitar. If you play staccato notes, sounds great, but the sound changes if you play a legato note. Sounds very cool. And you can make slides if you join two notes, for example this between this quarter note, and you have a slide. Notice that you can listen carefully, you can hear the fret noises. And with the expression pedal, you can add more realistic sounds. More realistic sounds. And I press the expression button for make this sound. A knock of the guitar. If you join these elements together and I play in real time, the super articulation concert guitar sounds like this. Thank you. It's great, huh? Another example of the super articulation voices is the SA sax. This is the elements that compose this super articulation pass. Play legato notes. Play staccato notes. And if you listen carefully, you can hear the key clicks of the sax play. And with the pedal expression, you can hear the breathing of the sax. I press the pedal five times, so you can listen with more careful and more attention this effect. And when I play in real time, this patch sounds like this. Okay, another example, and a last example for this podcast, is the SA brass section. This patch don't have much elements, but the few elements that create this patch is excellent to play. This preset is my favorite preset of the S910. To play softer, if you play harder, and if you play more harder, here's the effect. The articulation change if you press the expression pedal and play more harder. You can hear the brass falls. Let's play a little with this preset. Great sound. The second method of the S910 to produce a realistic sound is called Mega Voice technology. The Mega Voice was introduced firstly in Titles 1 in 2001 and may apply for other models, for example my S910. The Mega Voice, unfortunately, is difficult to play. This Mega Voice preset is not a playable preset. So let's check out. If I play softer. Yeah, it's easy to play. But when I play more harder, sometimes the sound disappears. And it's very difficult to play. But the Mega Voice technology was created for make realistic sounds of styles and for MIDI programming. It's very complicated to program with the Mega Voice, but with a little tweaking, you can make excellent results. Listen some examples of the Mega Voice. For example, this Mega Voice steel guitar. I press a demo button here. Oh, ouch. Sorry for the inconvenience. Now, let's listen some Mega Voice patches. And here's the Mega Voice concert guitar. Here's the mega voice strings sounds like. And the famous mega voice brass. The S910 contains also a few sounds of the Big Brother titles 3. For example, this mono synth patch preset. A spectacular accordion. Okay, exciting new punchy drums. Wow. And, for example, electronic drum kits like this. For example, Arabic drum kit. And Chinese drum kit. PSR S19 contains about 320 styles, great styles, and also accept the new format styles of the Big Brother Tiles 3. Let's listen some of the styles, for example this. Another example of the fabulous styles of S19 is this. Here's the intro of the first rhythm of the style pop rock category. It sounds like this. Another example of the style, this is the new style, introduced in Tiles 3 and also here in the S910. All night long. Another example in the movie show category. Or play the famous Carmen. stuff like this. PSR S19 of Yamaha comes with new features, for example, the USB audio recorder and MP3 playback. In this moment, in this podcast, I want to show you about the MP3 playback of this keyboard. I have a flash memory connected to the keyboard, a 4GB flash memory USB. For play MP3 files, for example, I make a little demonstration. I press first the USB button that's located in the right part of the screen, USB button, and then the last 16 option buttons here shows a file, and I choose the folder 02 that I have a MP3 file for demonstrate here. Okay, I select this. After select, I press exit button, and then I select a piano preset. Okay, and I call my MP3 file with the USB. I simply press a USB button one time, and the upper buttons of the function button, the second button of the left, and here's the result. Also, you can play along with this MP3. Up tempo for playing style. Okay. PSR S910 comes with accessories, for example, a user manual, and of course, a CD to install a software. The CD contains the drivers for use your Yamaha keyboard with the USB host as a USB host, and you can make some very cool things. For example, you can use your S19 as a MIDI controller if you use Sonar or another MIDI sequencer. Useless as a MIDI sound module because this keyboard contains about 1200 sounds, and some of the sounds is general MIDI, XG and GS format or GM2. So your MIDI sounds great here in this keyboard. Also, with the Yamaha USB driver, you can make your keyboard as an audio device, so as an emulation of sound card. So if you want to play your music with the computer, use the audio device of the keyboard. It's a great enhancements of the accessible buttons, and some of the buttons is dedicated with a great quantity of parameters, but I think that this keyboard is only 40% accessible for the blind, because the system message that appear on the screen is very interactive, and we need a sighted person to help to program. But for concluding this podcast, I recommend this keyboard. Has excellent sounds, and excellent features, and a reasonable price. So about $2,000 or $1,800. Here's the podcast of the Yamaha S910 for Blind Contact Podcast, Milton Paredes.